person that goes in and meets with people and sets up a presentation and goes out and does a presentation, then follows up with them via email and gives them a quick phone call just to see how they're doing. Make sure to follow up again next month. Then their birthday comes up and you show up and give them a little gift for their birthday. And when the referral comes in, you actually get a referral certificate, but instead you check a check and you go directly to them and make sure that you walk in between people and say, "Hey, Dean, is Dean over here? I got $200 for Dean. Do you know where Dean is at?" "Oh, sorry, Dean, here you go. Here's your $200. And everybody else is like, "What?" Right? I get it. Some of you are not going to do that. So you will need to hire the person that is going to do that. The returns are there. Don't worry about the investment. I was shocked to see how few people actually registered with this thing with a leaky. And I'll share in a little bit why this is such a crucial thing. Because we had Taylor and we had Jessica on the team. They were all working and we were starting to see an uptake already on referrals. And then we were at another event and here is a leaky, right? Now, a leaky has been around for forever, right? My wife was a teacher, and a leaky's mom was a teacher in the same school, and they worked. My wife's classroom was in here. Her mom was over here. They were, I guess, classroom buddies, something like that. I don't know, whatever you would call it. So Nia, a leaky's mom, and my wife were pretty close. They were constantly talking to each other and getting to know each other. And so my wife would always be hearing about Aliki and their family and all their things with their family life, right? So, of course, being a husband, then I would hear everything as well, right? And then I got to see Aliki. And so here we are at a round table, right? So Aliki, I'll rewind for most of you guys that don't know the story. Aliki had done referral marketing for us while she was going to school, and she was doing it part-time, right? At that time, it wasn't her passion because she wanted to finish school and go on her career in a big business, right? How many of you know how that works out? But again, she had that passion, that drive in that, right? So Howard encouraged it and said, "You know what? Great, you go." Right? So she did, and she started doing that, and it had been several months until she came back, and she's at this conference, right? So I go to sit down with her, and I said, "Hey, do you mind if we go eat lunch?" By the way, I've said breakfast and I've said lunch how many times in this presentation? Not that I'm hungry, right? I do like to eat a lot. Yes, I get it. Most of you that know me, that is true. But there's something about sitting down with people and breaking bread. That you can build a relationship just doing that, unlike anything other. Does that make sense? Make sure you write that down. That's one of those that you want to do all the time, right? So I sit down with her, and I know Howard had started, you know, some talks with her about her coming back, but she was still, you know, doing her thing over there at this other company. But she wasn't happy. She was not happy. She really was not happy. Just about 2 weeks before that, I had had a conversation with Jessica, and she starts crying in front of me. And I'm like, "Oh, what did I do?" And she's just saying, "Gosh, you guys are so amazing. You guys show so much love. You guys are so amazing with the way that you treat us. I have all these friends that finish college and they hate their jobs. They hate it. And here they see me having a great time and saying that I love mine." And that's when I started seeing all these amazing things. This is what